Chapter 3, Family Feud. Isaac was the son of Abraham and Sarah. He married Rebekah, and they had twin boys. When Rebekah gave birth, the first baby was covered with red hair, so he was named Esau. The second baby grabbed onto his brother's heel, so they named him Jacob. When the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter. Jacob was a shepherd. Isaac loved Esau because he enjoyed eating meat, but Rebekah loved Jacob. One day, Jacob was cooking some stew when Esau came home hungry and said, "I'm starving to death. Give me some of that red stew right now." That's how Esau got the name Edom. Jacob replied, "Sell me your rights as the firstborn son." "I'm about to die," Esau answered. "What good will those rights do me?" So Esau sold his birthright to his brother for some bread and lentil stew. After Isaac had become old and almost blind, he called in his firstborn son Esau, who asked him, "Father, what can I do for you?" Isaac replied, "I am old and might die at any time. So take your bow and arrows, then go out in the fields and kill a wild animal. Cook some of that tasty food that I love so much and bring it to me. I want to eat it once more and give you my blessing before I die." Rebekah wanted Jacob to have the blessing, not Esau. She told Jacob to bring some goats so she could make the tasty food that Isaac loved. Jacob could take this food to his father and get the blessing. Jacob didn't think this was a good idea. His skin was smooth and his brother's skin was hairy. Wouldn't his father know the difference between the two sons? But Rebekah insisted. She told Jacob to put on Esau's clothes. She put animal skins on his arm to make them hairy. Rebekah made the food, and Jacob took it to his father. So Isaac told him, "Serve me the wild meat, and I can give you my blessing." Jacob gave him some meat, and he ate it. He also gave him some wine, and he drank it. Then Isaac said, "Son, come over here and kiss me." Isaac felt the hair on Jacob's hand and smelled the scent of his clothes. Believing Jacob was Esau, he blessed him. Jacob left his father's tent. Just then, Esau came back from hunting. He cooked the tasty food and brought it to his father and said, "Father, please sit up and eat the meat I have brought you so that you can give me your blessing." "Who are you?" Isaac asked. "I'm Esau, your firstborn son." Isaac started trembling and said, "Then who brought me some wild meat right before you came in? I ate it and gave him a blessing that cannot be taken back." Esau cried loudly and begged, "Father, give me a blessing too." Isaac answered, "Your brother tricked me and stole your blessing." Esau hated Jacob for stealing his blessing. He was so angry that he planned to kill Jacob. When Rebekah heard this, she told Jacob to run away and stay with her brother Laban. Jacob left right away and stayed with his uncle Laban for 20 years. He got married and became very rich. After 20 years, Jacob wanted to go home. He set out with his family and his entire household. And then he heard that Esau was coming towards him with 400 men. Was Esau going to kill Jacob? Jacob was so frightened that he divided his people, sheep, cattle, and camels, into two groups. He thought, if Esau attacks one group, perhaps the other group can escape. Jacob set up camp and prayed that God would keep him and his family safe. After Jacob spent the night there, he chose some animals as gifts for Esau. 200 female goats and 20 males, 200 female sheep and 20 males, 30 female camels with their young, 40 cows and 10 bulls, and 20 female donkeys and 10 males. Jacob sent the animals ahead with his servants to give to Esau. Then he saw Esau with the 400 men. Jacob went out ahead of his family, bowing 7 times in front of Esau. But Esau ran to meet him and hugged him. They cried together, Then they went their separate ways in peace.